social distancing. We're having them stay there, but we're glad to see the children. So the story I want to tell you today is not a true story, but sometimes Jesus told stories that were parables. And this story kind of illustrates something that's going to go along with Mr. Linden's sermon. So there once was an emperor who all he could think about was his clothes and how he looked. He didn't really think about his country or the people. He just had to think about how he looked. Well, some men who weren't very good men knew about that. And so they came up with a scheme, a plan to get rich. So they came to the king and they said, "Oh, king, you should have us make you a beautiful outfit. And it is made out of very special material, very special fabric. But it is so special that if you're not very smart, you can't see it. It's invisible unless you're really smart." "Oh," thought the king, "well, that would be nice." So he gave the people lots of money. And then they pretended to start working at a room in the castle. And whenever anybody looked in on them, they were busy weaving and weaving, but they weren't making anything. And they would work late into the night, supposedly. And they sent one of the king's messengers to him and said, "We need more gold and silver thread for this special outfit we are making." And so they got more of the supplies and they stored them all away so when they left, they would be very rich. Well, one day, the king sent one of his men to see how the outfit was coming. And the man, when he got there, he couldn't see anything. But they said, "Look, isn't this beautiful?" And he didn't want to appear like he wasn't very smart. So he said, "Oh, yes, that's amazing." And he went back and he told the king, "Oh, your outfit looks amazing," because he didn't want to let anybody know that he wasn't smart enough to see it. So finally the day came when the king was going to get his new clothes. And they were going to have a parade so the king could go out and show everyone his new clothes. So they carefully went and they carried nothing to the king. And then the weaver said, "Look, king, here are your pants. Aren't they lovely?" Well, and everybody didn't want to appear like they weren't smart. So they said, "Oh, yes, look at those. Here, king, put them on." So king put one leg in, supposedly, put the other leg in. And then they said, "Here's your shirt." So he pretended to put that on. And then they said, "And here's your jacket." And, of course, he couldn't see anything because there wasn't anything, but they thought they believed these men. So he put one arm in a sleeve, and he put another arm in, and then the men said, "Oh, and here's your belt." So they tied it around his waist, and they said, "Now, doesn't the king look magnificent?" And everybody's thinking, "I can't see anything." But they couldn't. They thought they would be dumb if they said they couldn't see anything. So they said, "Oh, yes, he looks wonderful." So then the king went out and started to parade through the town. And all the people were lined up. And all the people knew that if you weren't very smart, you supposedly couldn't see the clothes. So they were saying, "Oh, look at the king's new clothes. Oh, it's magnificent." And then a little child who was standing right in the front to see the parade said, "But the king doesn't have anything on." Oh, everybody thought, you know what? That little child is right. And the king looked and he thought, "I don't, just my undies." But then he didn't want to appear dumb, so he just kept marching. But I think he was probably beat red and he marched away. Now, in the Bible, it tells us we do good things because we love Jesus, but it doesn't earn us our way. And in the Bible, it says that all our righteousness is as filthy rags. But Jesus, if we accept Jesus, he's going to give us a white robe of righteousness. And we don't want to be like the king when Jesus comes and not have a special robe on, but we want to have the special robe of Christ's righteousness. So I hope you'll remember, boys and girls, to always love Jesus and pray to him and be clothed with his righteousness. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.